When University of Arkansas professors asked students on Facebook if they would be interested in a minor in sustainability, they received hundreds of affirmations within the week. A steering committee was formed last spring to develop the minor. It will be available to students this fall. The course catalog says the purpose of the program is to provide foundational knowledge and skills related to the emerging discipline of sustainability around four thematic areas: social systems, built systems, managed systems, and natural systems. Dr. Stephen Boss, professor of geosciences and co-director of the steering committee, says that the main driving force for the program was a commitment the university signed.
In 2007, the University of Arkansas was one of the first 100 signatories nationally to a document called the American College and University President's Climate Commitment. And in that commitment, there are real promises or commitments that the universities make to pledge to improve their performance and to engage in activities that will help mitigate climate change in the future. And among the things that's in that is a pledge to infuse sustainability and sustainability principles across the curriculum at the university. So as a consequence of that, this effort is a spinoff of that to get curriculum matters going and to put some things in the curriculum in an organized way. And we actually, turns out, we teach a lot of courses on campus that are relevant to sustainability, but they're spread across a lot of different departments in different colleges, and they're not really coherently brought together as a single curriculum in any way. So that's part of what this minor was about, was to try to do that.
Tahar Masadi, the other co-director of the steering committee and an associate professor in the School of Architecture, says that the timely nature of this program was a major reason to engage the domain of sustainability.
I do believe that we have gone through some societal changes that, compelled, if you will, the university community to address these issues in breadth and depth rather than just a lip service to these issues. And for me, this program is a testament to the, if you will, to the commitment by the university to this subject that is looming very broad in the future. And I think we also have to sort of recognize also that the subject of sustainability is multifaceted.
It is that multifaceted nature of sustainability that makes this program campus-wide and available to students of all majors. The mandates the committee put into place were for this to be an interdisciplinary minor touching on all aspects of sustainability and to be accessible to the broadest cross-section of students. It was built to the maximum extent with classes that were already in place.
They're spread across all the colleges at the university and a great number of departments. There are courses in ecology, courses in geosciences, courses in sociology, courses in the College of Business, courses in architecture and engineering. There really is a pretty broad menu of elective courses that students can use to satisfy the requirements of the minor. In addition to the elective courses that are required, we did create two new courses, one of which is called Fundamentals of Sustainability, and then the second course that follows onto that is called Applications of Sustainability. Those two courses are required of all the students who want to take the minor.
Doctors Boss and Masadi are both teachers of those required new courses. In addition to the classes, students must engage in a hands-on, real-life experience involved in something concerning sustainability, such as a service learning project, internship, or a research project.
And that gives students real practical application of what they're learning in the classrooms here at the university to solving real problems outside the classroom in our society. And I think that's going to be a very valuable experience for the students to engage in that kind of thing.
One way to get that hands-on experience is through the Belize program, a study abroad course that the university has offered for a number of years. Each summer, a group of students and faculty goes to a small community in Belize and participates in a broad spectrum of sustainability development projects.
They're involved in sustainable agriculture projects down there. They're involved in the local community, in the schools, and helping with community development projects down in Belize. And it's been a really fabulous program for a number of years now at the university. All of the students who go on this come back, and you know, I think they almost universally comment what a life-changing experience it is for them to go down and to participate in something like this and be really working towards this common good.
The minor is not limited to current students. Those who already possess a degree but are interested in the sustainability courses may soon be able to gain a graduate certificate by completing the program. Anyone in any field stands to benefit from the program. Dr. Masadi says that it is the intention for students to enroll in classes in various areas of coursework.
We even now have designed, if you will, the capstone, or any other course for that matter, where students are actually almost mandated to engage at least two or three disciplines, and at a minimum two. The reason is because we see the importance, if you will, of that multidisciplinary understanding of a problem rather than just looking at it in a very narrowed way.
As the interest in sustainability increases, so does the need for education and cohesiveness concerning the subject. Dr. Masadi says that as a society, the attitude towards sustainability needs to change to become more collaborative.
If we come to sustainability and if we really believe in the fruits and the benefits of sustainability, we really have to be open-minded and be, if you will, almost genuinely multidisciplinary in our behavior, in our actions, in our acts, so that we, you know, if a sociologist comes to speak to an engineer, for instance, there is a genuine collaboration. I think the old ways of doing things, you know, that are siloed, if you will, would not really operate properly for sustainability. So there is a cultural shift, if you will, that has to happen for sustainability to be effectively engaged, you know, within a university setting. And I do believe we are very successful at that.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.